Bavim tia berg beis mishne gimel. Matzar acher hagapo acher gader. Gozolois mekusharin. If you find on the back of a gapa is the back of a wall that's made out of wood or reeds. Or acher hagader. Gader is made of stones. It's a wall of stones. And you find there birds that were tied together by their wings. They're still alive. O b'shvilin shebasada. So you find them on the paths of fields. Hareze lo yiga behen. Don't touch it. The reason is, the Rav explains, is because these birds don't have any simanim on them. And it would be impossible for you to try to find the owner. Better to leave it there because the owner very well may come back. You see that he tied it there. And Mistam, he put it there, and he wasn't miayish from it. So he's going to come back, but there's no simon for it. If you take it, he's not going to be able to get it back. There's also, besides the fact of the whole issue of whether you can keep it or not, which obviously you can't in this case, there's also the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But that you can't do, because if you take it, there's no simon. How are you going to do Hashavas Aveda? So therefore, best to leave it there. Matzah kli ba'ashpa, if you find a vessel in a garbage heap, imichusa, if it's covered, lo yigabo, don't touch it. So first the Rav says, this is not considered an aveda that the Torah says, lo tucha lesalim, don't hide yourself from this. Meaning the Torah says, don't hide your eyes from this. You should do veheshev es aveda. This is not what the Torah is talking about, because this is something that's already watched. It's not a regular aveda. The covering of the garbage is watching it. So he's going to probably come back for this. In megula noitel machriz, but if it's open, you should take it and announce, because mistami, he lost it. And the reason you should take it and announce and not keep it is because there's a simon here. This is a kli. So now we have the opposite. We have something that has a simon, but he did not put it there purposely. So it's an aveda with a simon. Matzah begal uvekosel yashin. If you find it in a heap or inside of an older wall, this is a really old wall. It's a wall, the Rav says, that's so old that there's rusty things all over it. Hare elu shalo. You can keep it. Because you can even say that this came from the Amorim. One of the seven nations that we destroyed when we entered Eretz Yisrael. And it has to only be, the Rav says, if there's a lot of rust to show that it's been there a long time. Matzah b'kaisu chodosh, but if you find it in a newer wall, mechetziv lechutz shalo. If it's from the half towards the outer part of the wall that's next to Rishus HaRabim, you can keep it. Because Mistama, one of the people of Rishus HaRabim, put it there and forgot. And also, the rust that's on it shows that it's been there a while. And of course, therefore, they for sure were miyayish. Bechatzel fnim shal baal bayis. But if it's from the inner half, not towards Rishus HaRabim, but towards the house, then the baal bayis keeps it. And the Rav says that if there was a vessel there, and inside the vessel there was money, that also depends. If the opening of the vessel was facing towards the outside, the outer half, you can keep it. And if the opening of the vessel towards the inner half, then the baal bayis keeps it. And Mishnah ends, Imuhayim maskir lachem afilu b'toich habayis harei elu shalom. And this is a totally different case, the Gemara learns, that if an owner was renting out a house to other people, and the last person that was there was an Ove Kochavim, even if you find items inside the actual house, you can keep it, because Mistama, they belong to the last renter, and since he was an Ove Kochavim, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and you can keep it.